Hello world, David Hughes here for selfrealizedman.com. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today I want to talk to you about paying attention. Yeah, paying attention. But most particularly, paying attention to you. Yes, paying attention to you, to yourself, and to your life. Attention is the highest commodity out there and the most precious asset that you possess. Well, see, you can't live without paying attention because spiritually speaking, you are pure awareness, and awareness is attention. Sustained attention is what you are. You are always giving attention to something or to someone. But you may not be giving attention to yourself. You may not be paying attention to you, which means that you may be missing out on a lot of insights, a lot of information, and a lot of good things that can come from you. You are a storehouse of great ideas. You have untapped potentials. You're sitting on treasures. But the only way that you can bring them forth is by paying attention to yourself, is by turning your attention within towards yourself. You see, everyone and everything out there is seeking your attention because attention is valuable. The advertisement industry pays billions of dollars for your attention. Your children are seeking your attention. Your wife, your husband, your friends, music, movies, everything out there is seeking your attention. Social media is capitalizing on your attention. But we find that when you take your attention and turn it towards yourself, incredible things begin to happen. You begin to unravel mysteries about yourself. Things that you had no idea about, now you can hear, you can see, and then you can understand. When you pay attention to yourself, then you can know your desires, you can know your strengths, you can know your weaknesses, you can work on your on improving your weaknesses, and you can work on capitalizing on your strengths. You will know your habits. You will know what it is that's tripping you. What is that one thing that always makes you angry? Why is it that on Monday morning you feel tired? You don't want to go to work. Why is it that you get so excited when someone calls or when someone texts? Why is it that you procrastinate on your goals? Why is it that you feel hungry around certain time? You see, you will always go through life like you are lost if you're not paying attention to yourself. So I am inviting you to turn your gaze within, paying attention to who you are. You see, you are the most important person alive. I know out there, everybody's saying, well, put somebody else first. You can't put anybody first, not even your children, not even your wife, your husband, your family members. You can't put anybody first until you put yourself first. In order to pay attention to someone else, you must exist. So when you pay attention to you, and you begin to build a better you, you begin to realize things about you that need to be changed, and you begin to realize things about you that are great already that you can capitalize on. And once you capitalize on those things, you benefit, and the people around you benefit, and society at large benefit. You see, because you're not paying attention to yourself, you don't know who you are, you don't know what your desires are, you don't know what your dreams are, you don't know where you're going, and therefore, life is just a big mumbo jumbo. It's a confusion. Of course, whenever the mind is confused, you will be depressed, you will be sad, you will snap out, and a whole bunch of illnesses and a whole bunch of things, undesirable things, will come into your life. Paying attention will make you become your best friend. Paying attention to yourself will make you find a treasure within you, and you will explore that treasure. Well, see, spiritually, you are just attention. But you're giving that attention to everyone else and everything else except yourself. Pay attention to yourself. And I'm going to give you a few ways you can do that. A few ways you can pay attention to yourself is, first of all, through meditation. Well, meditation is simply sitting down, calming yourself down, watch your heart rate take its own normal level, watch your thoughts go up and down, and then eventually just slow down and just sit there. And before you know it, you begin to notice things. Things begin to clarify. Things begin to become clear to you. So through the process of meditation, you can hear things, you can understand things, and you can begin to unravel many, many, many mysteries about your life. A second way you can pay attention to yourself is through contemplation. Contemplation is you choose one object. You choose a thought, an idea, a habit, a character trait, something about you, and you choose to contemplate. Contemplate is probing that. You ask a question about it. Well, why is it that by Sunday 4 p.m. I feel like I'm getting sick type of thing? By probing that question, you might find out that, man, there is a lazy part of you that feels like that on Sunday 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. because it does not want to go to work. That could be one. Second, number two could be, well, you really hate that job. You don't want to go to that job. Or you are a procrastinator, and that project that you've been procrastinating on at work, you got to go to work Monday morning to face that project. And on Sunday afternoon, your system wants to shut down. It wants to be sick. And you can really come to find out how you work, how you operate, and how you work by contemplating, by inquiring about you, by probing you, by asking questions about you. And you can understand. And the third way you can pay attention, you can begin to pay attention to yourself, is by journaling. You can start writing your thoughts down, writing your ideas down, writing your emotions, your feelings down. And by the simple act of writing them down, you will gain clarity. You will be like, oh, huh. So basically, I tend to feel this way every Sunday afternoon. Okay, so that's a pattern. Yeah, you will begin to notice patterns. And once you notice patterns, my friend, you are empowered to make change. That's what paying attention does to you. You paid attention throughout school. If you were paying attention, of course, you can be a top student. If you were not paying attention, you know what that means. So by paying attention, you can unravel the mysteries of your life. Those things that have been beating you down all through your life. Those things that you have no idea why you do them, one, why you say them, and why you're not doing certain things that you do want to do. You do desire to do. And if you're not finding out what your life purpose is, what your life calling is, if you can't get clarity about your life, it is because you're not paying attention to your life. Another way that you can pay attention to your life is by taking long walks, by going to the parks, by going into the woods, by being in nature. By being in nature, your energy will go up. When your energy go up, you become present. You become aware of you and of your life. And by being in that state of being in that environment, you will begin to hear things about you. You will begin to hear things about yourself in your life. If you are living a confused life, if you don't know what to do, if you are constantly depressed and down and sad, you don't like your job, you hate your job, you don't like where your life is going, you don't know what is your life going to be, and you don't know what to make of your life, my friend, I'm giving you a tool right here. The best thing you can do right now is to begin to pay attention to your life. By paying attention to yourself and to you, you will begin to notice patterns and you will know what you really desire. You will get clarity on your life and you will be empowered to make changes. Yes. Remember now, by paying attention, you will become the scientist of your life. You will turn yourself and your life into a scientific project. You will ask questions, who, what, where, when, and how, and you will get the answers through the practice of meditation, contemplation, journaling, and walking and taking walks. My friend, be empowered today. I wanted to share this wonderful idea with you. Pay attention to you. Pay attention to you. Pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to your life. Listen. Pay attention. Pay attention. Listen. Listen. Pay attention. Pay attention. Listen. Pay attention to you, to yourself, and to your life. All right, I'm signing off here. David Hughes here for selfrealizedmen.com. I'll see you on my website or on social media platforms or even on YouTube. Until next time for our next episode, you pay attention to you through meditation, through contemplation, through journaling, and through taking walks in nature and be with yourself. Pay attention to yourself. Go!